John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
With Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. Her new Fox News column takes us back to Jimmy Carter, elected 76, took office January of 77. In the December of 79, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. That was the beginning of the crumbling of the Soviet Empire. Jimmy Carter chose to boycott the Moscow Olympics that following summer. And then things got really out of hand when the hostages were taken in Iran. The Ayatollah deceived, the implied word is lied, about his intentions for his return. It turned into a theocracy, deviling the world all these decades later. Mr. Carter then sent in a rescue mission that failed, Desert One. And that led to the hostage crisis of the election year of 1980. How does that compare to what we're doing now, Liz? Thank you.
Well, there certainly have been a lot of parallels between the Biden administration and the Jimmy Carter presidency. Number one, they both started out with very high approval ratings, which sort of went solidly south during their presidency. Secondly, Carter's term obviously was known as a period of extraordinarily high inflation. Similarly, Joe Biden has really struggled, as we just discussed, with trying to bring inflation under control. And his administration has been tagged with too much spending. Carter also was a big fan of big government budgets. But yes, the most recent parallel, I have to throw in the fact that Carter was primaried by Senator Ted Kennedy. And of course, Joe Biden has been primaried by yet another Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But in terms of the war effort, the war results, yeah, I mean, all of a sudden we had a real crisis under Jimmy Carter where over 50 Americans were held hostage, taken hostage in Iran. And Carter's government was already viewed as weak and ineffectual. The president was considered weak and ineffectual. And unfortunately, because his administration was unable to rescue those hostages and because they had this catastrophic event where the military failed to do so, Carter, I mean, that was the end of his presidency, really. And with Biden, I hope it doesn't happen, obviously. But we have 30 Americans dead. We don't know how many are being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. But the fate of those Americans is something that all of the country is going to be very alerted to. And depending on how our president is perceived to have handled this, this could be a very important issue for his reelection campaign. And I think one thing that happened yesterday, one of the things that I think is so offensive that Biden has been doing is trying every way possible to avoid a spike in oil prices affecting his approval ratings. Every time oil prices go up, gasoline prices go up, and sure enough, his approval ratings go down. So yesterday we got word that we are now talking to Venezuela about lifting sanctions on Venezuelan production. It's really as though every country in the world is welcome by this White House to increase production of oil, except the United States. And I think that is a major blunder for this president, and it could come back to haunt him again.
The situation with Jimmy Carter ended very badly. He lost the election badly to Ronald Reagan. And Jimmy Carter's still with us, and there have been regrets and revisions ever since. But significant in my mind is once the American people focused on the hostages and how vulnerable they were, that became an obsessive topic. And your column makes it clear that the president got himself wrapped up in it as well, as if he was sitting at home as an audience member. And initially, you observe the President Biden did not seem that engaged by all these wars, very much the commander-in-chief, but now going to Israel, that makes him very engaged, very unusually engaged following the visit to Kyiv. We have about a minute. What are the risks here that you see for the president in these next hours as he travels to Jerusalem?
Well, I think this is a very fraught moment. Obviously, politically, and unfortunately, my window a little bit is political. First of all, you have a huge number of young people in our country, a solid constituent of the Democrat coalition that is really opposed to our involvement with Israel, very pro-Palestinian, which is, you know, amazing turnaround. I think a lot of us are really shocked by that. So Biden risks alienating that group in supporting Israel. And obviously, if things don't go well in Israel in terms of their invasion of Hamas, the president, as you have pointed out, has now allied himself with that effort very closely. I think it's hugely risky.
And the road ahead for the economy. The Fed says it's studying the data. Still studying, Liz? They sit up late at night studying the data, or have they made a determination? 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, it's astounding with dozens and dozens of PhDs. I don't think the Fed has a very good clue of what's driving this economy or how to confront the fact that inflation, as per the last week's CPI report, which you and I didn't talk about, is still way above their target. That is a problem. I thought for a long time they'd eventually change their target. I still think that could happen, and that they would say, well, 4%, 2% is unlikely. How about 3%?
Liz Peek, I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save